In these days, when we are approaching very, very closely to the great feast, we have one of those days which, in many places, since the introit of today's Mass is Rorate Celi Destuper, there are Masses that are said at night, or in the middle of the night, or in the morning, before the sun, that are called Rorate Masses. And of course, this is a custom, it's not a law, but it is allowed. But the thing that is important is that in the midst of the night, there are candles which, of course, represent Christ. And it is the light of Christ that shines forth for the whole world, for the whole universe. In the meantime, we are regaled by the likes of the wonderful Gospel of the Annunciation from St. Luke, and then the prediction of that Annunciation to the king, Achaz, from Isaiah. Isaiah says, "Ask whatever you want to of the Lord." And the king, pretending to be humble, which he was not, says, "How I will not bother the Lord." And he says, "Oh, you who indeed are bothering the Lord, the sign that will be given to you is that a virgin shall be with child." And the word that is used there is a permanent virgin, not just a young girl that's going to get married or an old maid, a permanent virgin in the fullness of her youth. And she will be with child and still remain a virgin. And then, of course, it is this which leads to the gospel in which, and of course we meditated on this, on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, in which the Blessed Mother herself and the angel and God, who is the one who is telling the angel what to say. The angel is not saying his own words. He has no words. The words that he says are from God. He is the mouthpiece of God. "Hail, full of grace, from the beginning of the world to that moment that Mary was conceived in the womb of St. Anne, her mother, there was no one that had any grace, and much less full of grace. Adam and Eve were created in grace, and they lost it. And they lost a lot of things for us and for themselves as well. But now the word of God to Eve is fulfilled, that a woman would be sent, and from her seed would come salvation." And of course, it is Mary, it is our Lord Jesus Christ. And so these days, we are given this great gift of these words from the sacred scripture, which remind us of the wondrous of the birth that is about to take place. And that from the beginning of creation to that moment, we're being prepared for. All these wonders were not just accidents. They were every single one prepared for by God. In addition to this day of Rorate Celi and the Ember Wednesday of Advent, today is also the feast of a great Spanish saint, a monk, an abbot, Santo Domingo dos Silos. Silos is an abbey in the Rioja region of Spain, where one of the best wines in the world comes from. But it's also in the same province as where he was born, in the little town of Caña, in the year 1000. And he became a monk, became the abbot, and did a lot of wonderful things to reform the life of the monks in the abbey, and indeed was known throughout all of Spain for his holiness and for the fact that he had such confidence in God that when he said God was going to do something, he did. He answered prayers, and a lot of people don't know about him, but he is a very great saint. A lot of people heard about him but didn't know who on earth he was about 20 or so years ago, when the monastery that he founded, Santo Domingo dos Silos, which later took on his name, originally it was San Sebastian, but now it's Santo Domingo dos Silos. Those monks decided to make popular Gregorian chant. And throughout all the world, there were all kinds of CDs that were published and promulgated all over the world. I have some of them myself that were Santo Domingo dos Silos. And it's very interesting because they have their own style of singing Gregorian chant. It's not like the French, not like the Germans, but it's very beautiful. And they made oodles of money for the monastery, which was in tribulation, through their CDs, which are still available, I'm sure, but they were very, very, very popular about 20 years ago or so. Santo Domingo died in the year 1073, and he was canonized in 1076. That's very, very short time for a person to be canonized, but that's how holy he was. And yet, we don't know anything about him for the most part, not in these parts, because the British don't like Spain, and that's all there is to it. So let us pray to Santo Domingo dos Silos to continue to bless us in this shrine, to increase our treasury so that we can build everything we need to build, in particular the bell tower that is so close at hand. But there are our enemies who do not want us to build anything. They want to close us down still after everything we have done. So let us pray to Santo Domingo for a miracle for this shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.